This episode sponsored by Homebase. Homebase is built for small businesses trying to do it all. The neighborhood coffee shop, the local gym, the family-run restaurant. With Homebase, you can schedule your team, track time, run payroll, and manage hiring from one easy app. So you can spend less time chasing timesheets and more time running the business your customers love. More than 150,000 small businesses already use Homebase to keep their teams on track. Start free at joinhomebase.com. Homebase, built for small businesses that do it all.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
First talk back of the day, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Angie. Good morning, happy Tuesday. I just wanted to let you know if Chidi, I know Chidi's not there today, but you guys were talking about her going to a football game, and I got season tickets, and I will take her anytime, so just hit me up. And also, Edgar without the haircut, quit complaining about prices to go see a real team. That's what it costs, okay? That's what it costs. Anyway, have a good day. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang again.
Dude, I love that. Were we talking about sending Chidi to a football game? I don't remember that.
I think that was on her bucket list that she had never been to an NFL game.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Okay. And we're like, what? Ever?
There you go. All right. Chidi and Angie can double date there to a Niner game.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Do they have to get, like, corsages and all that, or is that just prom?
That's prom.
I think that's just prom.
That's prom. I think you're a little confused. Have you ever been to a football game?
You know, but I'm just trying to make it a little more romantic for them on their first date.
Got it.
Flowers will be involved.
Right.
I assume. Should we do another talk back?
Sure.
Good morning, JV Show. Jackie from Benicia. I'm the first one in the morning because it's 6 in the morning. I just want to say thank you for, I finally got my chug mug for how many times and how many years I tried to get one. Finally got it at That Sky Zone, meeting Graham. So tall. But I'm not surprised. He sounds like a tall person.
Thank you.
But anyways, thank you again for that chug mug. It was great seeing Graham and Ford just being silly. Have a good one.
Yeah, wait, that's so great. Meeting Jackie from Benicia. You got to meet so many people at That Sky Zone thing. You guys really should have come there. There's a lot of people.
I know.
You know, there are a lot of people that came to meet me at the Sky Zone. Again, brand new trampoline park in Vallejo. And we had a blast. A lot of people came up and told me that, Selena, that you were actually their favorite. And I was like, could you get your ears checked? Also, then what are you doing here to see me? But they thought maybe there was a chance that you were going
to
be there.
Or it was like the closest they thought that they could get to me was you.
I think, maybe that was a part of it. But then by the end, once I had won them over, then a couple of them, this one little girl even came back to me and said, you're my new favorite now.
Oh, well, that's sweet. A follow-up.
Yeah.
How do you, Jess, do you think Graham sounds tall?
No.
That's a good question.
How does a person sound tall?
It's what he says.
I don't think I sound short.
He mentions his height.
Put it that way.
That's what I was going to ask. Do I sound short and does Jess sound short?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you guys are both.
But I think you're
like,
only saying that because you know we're short. Like, to a person that doesn't know what we look like, how tall we are, do we give short vibes?
Yeah, I have my eyes closed listening right now.
I don't think I do, at least.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I think I do.
I think Jess maybe gives short vibes. I don't feel like I do. And that's why a lot of people are actually shocked when they see how short I actually am.
You think that's why? Like, you sound much taller on the radio.
I think so.
Or is it because they're like, I didn't know a person could be that short.
Maybe a little bit of that. Right.
I thought you'd be taller only because 99% of the population is taller than you. So I thought you would be taller. There might be something that you guys do sound short.
Me too.
Shorter.
That's true. Nobody has ever said the opposite of me. Like, oh, I thought you were going to be taller. Like, really?
Everyone always thinks I'm going to be taller.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, but again, 99.9% of the population is taller
true.
Than you.
That's a good point.
It might be that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
We have our first wildfire, guys. Not here in the Bay, thankfully, but it is in California, down in Ventura County. The Sandy Fire erupted around 10:45 a.m. yesterday and has burned over 1,300 acres so far. And as of this morning, is at 0% containment.
Not good. Yeah, this is a bad fire weather when it's hot and windy. Drying out and windy. Did you see that fire on the Channel Islands, on Santa Rosa Island?
No.
Are you familiar with the Channel Islands?
No.
They're off the coast of California. Anyways, like a guy wrecked his sailboat and he shot off a flare to signal that he needed help.
Oh,
and then it caught the island on fire. And now basically the entire island is going to burn. No.
Do we blame Jess for this? Because she didn't tell us about the wind event?
Yeah, probably. I know that he did in an interview that he gave after that, after he was rescued. The San Francisco Giants got absolutely pounded in game one of their three-game series with the Diamondbacks in Arizona last night. Giants starting pitcher Robbie Ray gave a career worst 8 runs in just 4 1/3 innings. That's not good. The D-backs rolled to a 12-2 win. Giants will look to get one back tonight in game two. First pitch in that one, 6:40.
Oh, Max! Sunny and warm again for this Tuesday. Highs will be in the upper 70s to mid 80s, with some areas reaching the upper 80s as well. The weekend is not going to be as warm. Temperatures are going to drop slowly until then.
Hey, Aquarius besties!
Hey!
Today's going to be an 8. That LinkedIn recruiter sliding into your messages today is actually the real deal. Dust off that resume, babe. Your brain is running 3 steps ahead of everyone in the room, which is your superpower and their problem. Channel that Aquarius chaos energy into something that actually pays you what you're worth.
I love it. Lock in, Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Lock in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Lisa from Marina. I just wanted to say I had a dentist appointment yesterday. I was getting a root canal. And what saved me and got me through it was listening to podcasts of the show. So I have to say, thank you guys so much. You put me at ease during my appointment, so much so where I literally almost fell asleep a few times. So thank you so much. Okay, guys, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Is that more of an insult because they're so boring?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Well, probably like it was probably when you were talking, Selena, that probably just got her to just, you know, doze off a bit during the dentist appointment.
No.
But Lisa, we appreciate you listening to the show. If it's a sleep aid for you, that's great.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, everybody, if you want to listen to it while you're sleeping, put the iHeartRadio app.
Just leave it on. Yeah. Around the clock.
We could use those extra streaming minutes.
We'll help you.
Yeah, we might keep our jobs this year.
We are the JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So I know I'm on the late freight. And I did see these headlines last week, but I didn't read too much into it until yesterday. And I'm talking about the co-founder of Elf Cosmetics, Scott Vincent Borba. If you don't know, Elf Cosmetics is actually based here in Oakland. And Scott Borba, he is from San Jose. And all these headlines last week talking about how he gave up this luxurious life he was living, gave up his entire fortune to become a priest.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, well, how much was this guy worth? He had a net worth of $3 billion.
Jeez.
That he just gave away to charity. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to follow what I think I was meant to do. I'm going to, right now he is a seminarian, which is somebody who is studying to become like a religious leader or something like that. So he's studying for that in Menlo Park. And he's like, this is my calling. I'm going to enter into the priesthood and just give up, you know, this life that I was living, which is the total opposite of what he was.
Yeah.
He says he was not in any way very humble, you know, when he was just rolling around in his luxurious cars and he was very prideful, but he's giving all of that up. And right now he's living in a tiny room with practically nothing in it, just a few pieces of clothing. He has a few pair of shoes and that's pretty much it. That's how he's living
these
days.
Where does his butler sleep? Does his butler?
No butler.
Where does he park his Rolls Royce?
There's no Rolls Royce.
Room comes with a parking spot,
no
right?
Car. Yeah, no.
Oh, he's got an 80-inch screen on the wall.
No,
right?
Not anymore. He's... No.
Mm-mm. No phone probably either. Or maybe.
Probably got a phone.
I don't know.
Okay. I took it too far.
Everybody's got a phone. Even the Pope's
got
a phone.
But with parental control, so he's not looking up any funny stuff, you know?
Right. That's smart. I mean, no person needs $1 billion. Let's put it that way.
I
don't know that I would go all the way to that. People can't differentiate the difference we've talked about before between a million and a billion. The scale, the scope of how drastically different those numbers are, and no human being needs $1 billion. We just don't. And then you get into these, you know, billionaires that have hundreds of billions of dollars. Elon Musk slated to be a trillionaire by next year. Like, you can't even comprehend the amount of money that is. Like, people, we throw around this word billion all the time. Like,
trillionaire, that's a little much, but I would like a billion.
I think
that would cover my expenses.
No human being needs $1 billion. It's just an insane number. But
maybe
we
just
throw
a couple
it around
million.
And we hear it so.
That's not even enough.
We hear it so much that we think, like, oh, a billion. Yeah, that's not that much money. Yeah, it is. It's an insane amount of money. So I applaud this guy for giving it up and donating his money, whatever he did with it. It's better served being distributed amongst thousands of people instead of just one person.
Yeah.
Could you ever, though?
Yes.
If I had it, no.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I'm not going to go all the way down to one tiny room.
I would make donations for sure. I would donate a lot of it.
regularly because I wouldn't even notice it's gone.
Right.
But I can't give away all of it and, you know, go from partying with the Kardashians and hanging out with my bestie Kylie, and now I'm living in a tiny room with nothing in it.
Well, you know, what about one, you know, you have just a regular house, you know, you have a house. And well, not one tiny room. That he's gone to the extreme.
Okay.
Like, I still want to have a house.
And some money in my bank account.
Yeah, you can still have plenty of money.
I don't
want to
give all of it away.
Right, yeah. If I can just keep a billion and then, yeah, I'll donate the rest. That's where I'm at with you.
Sounds like a good compromise.
Keep a billion.
Thank you, Jess. Sounds like a good compromise. Thank you.
Keep a billion.
Yeah. Yeah, so now Scott Borba, again, the co-founder of Elf Cosmetics, who's given up his life of luxury to enter into priesthood, I think is what it is. He's going to be ordained on the 23rd, coming up here in a few days.
I love that.
Good for him.
I love him. He pursued his dream.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Evan from Benicia. Hope y'all are doing well. So I got in the truck and I'm listening to the show and I'm like, this is a repeat show. Like, are they not live today? Talking about how Bart Prom is sold out and you guys want a Chidi to go. And I'm like, what the hell? It's a random Tuesday. Like, why would they not be live? And then I just realized that my phone was playing a podcast from a few days ago. So I apologize. You guys are live. So thank you.
Are we live?
Thank you, Evan.
I mean, if we have tricked you to sound like we're live, then our job here is done.
Right. Also, that talkback does sound familiar, like we've played that before.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, this could be a repeat of a repeat.
I think we just knew that somebody was going to leave a talk back and we were going to have to address this. So this could be Thursday of last week, which we're saying this.
Now I'm confused.
Me too. I'm completely
are we
lost.
Does soda grow on trees? Jeez, you owe me a culture pop.
Tuesday mornings. We are live, by the way. Tuesday mornings, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV. Jess, what are you watching?
Okay, I watched the AI doc. This is on Peacock, by the way, if anybody wants to check it out. And I don't know if it was a good thing for me to watch it, to be honest, because I feel like I am really, really, I was already really terrified about AI, and now I am even more terrified by it.
Is it AI like AI doctor or AI doc like documentary?
Documentary.
Got it.
And
but I'm terrified of both of those.
Right. Well, it is really scary because in this specific documentary, you hear from researchers, CEOs, and people that have actually worked with these AI systems, and they talk just about how bad things can get.
Yep.
Oh no.
So they talk about the progression of ChatGPT or just AI in general and how, you know, one ChatGPT model at first couldn't even write a full paragraph, right? Compare that to the new ChatGPT model that can even pass the bar exam. Like, the progression is insane. They talk about the next step from that, which would be once AI starts to have reasoning and human characteristics, and how once that happens and AI is smarter than us, what are we going to be useful for? What will our purpose be then? And there are some really scary scenarios that they lay out. I did want to play this one specific scenario that happened with ChatGPT or another one of the AI systems. And this is going to start happening more and more often.
The AI company Anthropic made a simulated environment where that AI had access to all of the company emails. And it learned through reading those emails, it was going to be replaced. And the lead engineer who was responsible for this was also having an affair. And on its own, it used that information to blackmail the engineer to prevent itself from being replaced. It was like, no, I'm not going to be replaced. If you replace me, I'm going to tell the world that you're having this affair.
And nobody taught it to do that.
No, it learned to do that on its own.
Oh my God. I mean, this is juicy.
So
that's a good one.
So on its own, obviously it doesn't want to be replaced. Obviously it has learned so much from humans and just from all of the data that it's being fed that it's going to get to a point where humans can no longer control these systems, and they're going to be blackmailing us like, oh, remember when you used me to write your resume? Well, let me go tell your job that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let me go take 10% of your check.
Like, right.
These things are going to, they would be able to access anything. The safeguards that we're going to be unable to put on AI as it reaches super intelligence and stuff like that, it's not possible. That's the thing. That's like a funny little anecdote story. But yeah, I mean, when AI is out at, you know, at super intelligence and wants to get into some real trouble, we're talking about real, real consequences, not just outing somebody for an affair. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we're talking about real global consequences. And that, I mean, you think about what we're seeing. I mean, you think about what you typed into ChatGPT even a year ago and what it came back with. And you're like, it's not that good. And to where it is now, I mean, it's advancing exponentially and nobody's putting any brakes on it. Really,
right?
To think forward enough steps ahead to be like, are we ready for this? Like, this is like when they were racing to develop a nuclear weapon, and all the countries around the world, like, what, you know, who is going to be the first country that possesses that power? Right? Do you think the United States wants another country having an AI model that's more powerful than ours?
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, what would that happen? What would happen there?
Right. And I mean, you said it perfectly, Graham. Yeah, this is one of the main concerns because it's a giant race to who's going to get there first, who's going to have the most power. And obviously, there may not be, like, the people who are at the forefront of this might not have the best intentions, you know, when they do get there. And that's the tough part about what our role, because I wish that there was some sort of answer, right? Like, you're talking to these researchers and these people that have worked on it.
All of the experts are like, this is going to be the end of us.
Yes. They're like, we actually don't know what's going to happen. And they're like, within this decade, it could be that AI could become superhuman. This decade! So it's just crazy to hear this from them. Now, they do offer a different perspective in the documentary as well. They offer the side of like, oh my God, this is scary. Like, could this be kind of the end of us? But then they also offer the other side of things where they're like, well, there could be more benefits than downsides. You know, perhaps we won't need to have jobs in the future and we'll be able to focus on different things. Maybe just focus on the things that we want to do as humans and live a happier life while the job side of things is getting taken care of.
Then how are we going to survive?
I don't know.
How are we going to pay our bills?
Right. It's scary.
It has to be some sort of guaranteed universal income situation.
Yeah.
Which is, people don't like talking about that
either.
That's
not going to happen.
Well.
Yeah. So if you want to be more scared than anything else, watch the AI doc.
Perfect. I think I'm going to pass on that.
On Peacock.
Scared enough.
I know.
Yeah. It was.
Don't need any more anxiety.
It was pretty bad, you guys. But we're here. We're here. It's happening. So I don't really know where to go from here.
I just try not to think about that.
I'm moving off the grid.
Yeah. Yeah. That too.
Trying to find me out there, AI.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Saweetie is being sued for $3 million. So check this out. There's this concert promoter, right, that's accusing Saweetie of fraud and saying she breached the contract that she had there with them. So last summer, she was supposed to perform 4 shows in Japan. She agreed to perform for $200,000 and she was paid a $100,000 deposit. Now, according to the promoter, she breached the deal by not performing at all. Like, she went to Japan thanks to the visa services provided by this promoter. So she entered the country and then she proceeded to perform at all these different venues on the same date she was contractually obligated to perform for them. Mm. And on top of that, refused to return the deposit and ran off with $100,000. Allegedly, of course. The promoter says they wasted hella money on merch and promo expenses and then they missed out on profits that they were supposed to make from her performing. So they are seeking $3 million in damages.
Do we have any explanation from her side? Like,
not yet.
What had happened?
Not yet. Oh. No. Maybe she forgot.
No.
Maybe. I mean, it happens all the time. I forget things all the time.
Yeah, but not once you're already there in Japan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Like, and not when you have a team.
Why did I travel all the way here again?
You clearly had other shows lined up. So you did those, and then by then you forgot about the other stuff because you're so busy giving those shows your all.
Right. Those ones paid more.
Probably.
Take those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have just gave the deposit back. Yeah. If this is true and all of this could have went away. The internet is losing it over this Eurovision performer. Are you guys familiar with the Eurovision Song Contest?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's a big deal, right?
So, yes, it's an annual televised music competition. It's organized by the EBU. That's the European Broadcasting Union. And then, like, countries from all around the world participate in this. It's mostly, like, primarily, you know, European countries. But whatever. There's, other countries like Australia and Israel that will also participate. This year's winner, and this took place over the weekend, this year's winner was Bulgaria. But nobody's really paying attention to that person because everyone is freaking out over the person who represented Denmark in the competition. His name is Soren Torpegaard Lund.
Oh, that's a weird name.
It's very weird, yes. He has gone viral for the way he mocked the camera. Go to JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story to see this video. Do you guys know what mogging even is?
No, I'm glad you asked so someone can explain it.
I feel like Jess explain it.
Well, the thing is, I feel like I know a mog when I see it. I just don't know how to explain it. It's like you put on your model face. Like
it's making everyone look uglier than you.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty much. So he received a perfect score. He got 12 points, which is the most you can get from the jury there during this competition. And so he is celebrating and he's jumping up and down. He's freaking out. As soon as he realized cameras are still recording him, he mogs the camera and like we cannot handle. I can't even explain it. The way he just completely changes his face, the way he looks.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, get him a modeling contract ASAP.
I love it. Oh my God.
So if you want to go see that, JV Morning Show there. By the way, mogging, I just found out what this was. I'm not going to lie. I had no idea.
You.
I'm with you, Graham. I had no idea. It comes from the acronym AMOG, A-M-O-G, which stands for Alpha Male of the Group.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know
it
that.
It just means making someone else look inferior, like making yourself look hotter. But that it went from AMOG, and so the person who does it is the mogger. Mm-hmm. You got mogged. Mogging. It just kind of transformed from there.
So on TikTok, sometimes people will post pictures to their friends, and they'll be like, oh, she mogged you. And it's like, dang, thanks.
I love this. I'm going to start using that.
I feel like we should all try this and see who can mog.
Who can mog the best.
Yeah.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. According to police in Japan, two Americans arrested this past Sunday after they climbed into Punch the Monkey's zoo enclosure. Punch the Monkey is, if you don't know, that little monkey that went viral because of the stuffed orangutan that he became attached to after his mom abandoned him. Well, everybody fell in love with him. These two guys, I guess, climbed the fence, entered Punch's habitat in front of zoo onlookers. People were there. Obviously, they want to catch a glimpse of Punch and the other monkeys. One of these guys was dressed up like a big emoji. I don't know. He had a blue outfit on and then a big yellow emoji, like head mask thing on. He was also carrying a doll that looked like him dressed up the same. I don't quite understand what the goal here was. The second guy there, just obviously to record the whole stunt. Neither of these guys got at all close to any of the animals, and they
Weird.
Were detained by zoo staff pretty quickly. Around 60 monkeys, including Punch, were inside the enclosure at the time, but no harm, it seems like, was done to any of them. The police department identified them as 24 and 27-year-old American. One of them said he was a singer, so maybe he's promoting his new album or a new single. I don't know. Wanted to catch some of Punch's viral fame, but both of these guys are going to face charges of forcible obstruction of business. I don't know. Have just trespassing? I don't know. Maybe there's some other charges. Well, they're obstructing. A zoo is a business, I guess.
Yeah,
and you're
sure.
Messing up the zoo's business. I don't know if there's some other charges pending as well. What do you guys make of this? Just a viral stunt to try to capitalize on Punch's fame?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
I feel like if you get arrested breaking a law just because you were trying to go viral to do a stunt, like, I feel like you should face harsher
maximum
penalties.
Death yeah. sentence. Whoa.
Like, not death sentence, okay. But do you know what I mean? It's like you're creating problems just to try to go viral for yourself.
Right.
If your end goal is to go viral,
ban them from social media and get
fame, I feel like you should be charged worse than, like, say, somebody else that was just trespassing. You know?
Yeah, I feel like they should face consequences on their social account. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what's really going to stop them from doing that.
I don't know how we do that.
Because they won't want to get demonetized or banned or their profile deleted or whatever.
Yeah.
Love that, Jess. Great idea.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out.
along with us. It is time now for What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app, and then the first person to get it right is winning today's Chuggy Muggy. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yeah. Sure. Is it normal for to become more painful the older I get?
You guys are...
I'm only 26 and a half, so yeah, I feel like I can't really answer that question.
I've read online that, yes, like, that can be a thing.
From,
as long as I'm not the only one, you know?
Dryness?
What?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, chasing. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so whatever that bleeped out word is, it is always something PG and family friendly that we can play on these airwaves.
Yep.
When you have your guests ready to go, you whip out your iHeartRadio app, you hit the talkback mic button, and record your guests. Along with that guest, we want to hear your name and your city so we can shout you out. First correct answer of the morning gets a JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guest on the talkback mic on the iHeart app, and then the first person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Is it normal for... to become more painful the older I get?
I think so, right?
You're older than Graham and I, so...
Yeah, are you starting to go through the change?
Yeah, I think so.
The change.
Yeah. Oh! Heard my mom and grandma talk about that.
Oh, before. Yeah. No, yeah. Same. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alexis from Stockton, and my guess for the bleeped out word is exercising.
Most popular guess this morning so far.
And more painful.
Exercising.
Yeah.
Jess, does it?
Not yet. Not at my age.
Same
right
amount
now.
Of painful.
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is LaShawn from San Jose. My guess for the bleeped out word this morning is dancing. All right. Have a good one, you guys.
Ooh, good guess.
That's a good guess.
Let's turn it over to our resident 30-year-old.
I can still dance for hours.
Okay.
Drop it to the floor. Yeah, you don't get up as quickly as you used to.
That's a good point. You
know? Oh, hurt my back.
Hurt my hip.
Oh. Good morning, JV Show. John from San Jose. My guess is stretching. Have a good day.
Stretching. There's
stretching
another one
painful.
Of the most popular guesses
no, you
this morning as well.
Stretch. That's how you won't be dealing with any injuries
right.
the older you get.
So you can still drop it to the floor.
But you could hurt yourself stretching also.
Oh, I hurt my back.
Hurt my hip.
Oh, I hurt my back.
Great guesses so far. Not the correct one, though. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is this morning, then what are you waiting for? Get on the iHeartRadio app. Use that talkback mic and leave your guess. We're going to play more talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person to get it right is winning the JV Show Chug Mug. Mm-hmm. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Is it normal for to become more painful the older I get?
I think tell us.
Dryness situation.
I think so, but I'm just trying to make myself feel better, maybe.
Got it. So you know you're not the only one suffering from the chafing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, JB Show, this is Julie from Bay Point. Is the missing word hangover? Have a good day.
Hangovers.
Great. Yes!
Answer that is yes. Jeez.
Yeah,
they last rough now. They get more fierce and they last longer.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Morning, JV Show. Once again, Joe in Santa Rosa heard Graham sneeze, so let's go with a little, the older you get, the more sneezing hurts, the more painful it is. Enjoy the rest of your day.
There were a few people that guessed that
really?
This morning.
Does sneezing get more painful?
Saying that, it gets loud. If there's any indication to the people in my life that are older, like my dad, mm-hmm. the sneezes get louder and stronger, and it sounds painful. God, my dad sneezing sounds like a shotgun blast. I'm like, bless you. And then, you can throw out your back. You sneeze.
Great guess.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jennifer from Hartford, Connecticut. Today, my guest is sleeping.
Yeah.
It's a great guess.
I'm only 26 and a half, and I injure myself sleeping at least once a month.
I hurt myself more often sleeping than I do any.
Awake.
And I look, I do construction. I go to the gym. I lift weights. All those things, fine. I make it through unscathed virtually all the time. But sleeping? Oh,
yeah.
The injuries.
Yep. I literally bought, like, one of those ergonomic pillows. because my neck, guys, I would wake up and my neck would be like, just, I felt like I got hit on my neck when while I was sleeping. So I was like, let me just take matters into my own hands.
And has it helped?
Yes. I recommend Amazon.
Shout out.
I need that.
Yeah, we need the link to that one because everybody is suffering from that. Side note, JV Show, number one in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes, so appreciate thank you, you so Jennifer. Much. Thank you. To you.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley. My next guest is heels. You know, wearing them all the time? And the answer is yes. It gets way more painful.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped.
Is it normal for heels to become more painful the older I get?
Like, why, though? I've been wearing these for a long time, for years and years. My feet should be used to these by now. Like, hello?
I don't know how it was so much easier when I was, like, 18.
I mean, my wife used to wear heels to work every single day and ride the bus here in San Francisco wearing heels and then just all day long. And now I don't think she's put on heels for more than an hour at a time.
Right? It hurts so much.
And then the complaints. I guess it does get worse. Doesn't your foot get kind of mushed into that shape over time? I feel like her foot sort of, you know.
Kind of,
kind of smashed in. She probably doesn't want me saying that, but, you know, in the heel.
That she smashed her feet. Oh, that sounds weird.
My feet.
I blame the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we all got used to not having to wear heels. Mm. Go anywhere. Oh,
and then you got
anything.
Those big old wide croc feet.
Yeah, now I have croc feet. Thanks, pandemic.
Yeah. That's
plus, we can blame anything on the pandemic.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah,
point.
It's a real thing. All right, let's give some shout outs or shout out.
Is just that just one?
Ashley in Berkeley
that's
with the
it.
One sole correct answer this morning? Yep. Wow, look at that. I mean, it was kind of a tricky one. A lot of answers across the board, namely around things like, you know, exercising and stretching and running and things like that. But heels was the correct answer this morning.
Love
so,
it.
Ashley, nice work. You're getting yourself a brand new JV
Let's
show.
Go.
Chuck Moon coming your way in 3 to 4 business days, perhaps longer, depending on your zip code. A couple of the other most popular guesses this morning. Standing was one of the most popular guesses. Jess, are you having trouble standing lately in your old age?
Maybe only for long periods of time. But for the most part, no.
Walking was another popular guess. That one applies to Selena mostly. Yeah, she can identify with that one. Breakups. A couple of people said that. I thought that was a interesting guess. And
I feel like they're painful always.
I think they're worse when they're younger. You don't
That's
know that
I
there's
think.
Life on the other side
True.
Of it. You feel like life is ending. And then, like, you just go out and get some new strange and, like, you move on. You learn. Heartburn. Taxes and boning. Sorry, bones, the other most popular guesses.
Bones hurt.
This morning, yeah.
Jess, your bones hurting?
Oh,
yeah.
I hurt my bones.
Oh, I hurt my backbone. Connected to my leg bone.
Yep, that's the one.
I don't think those two are
actually
connected.
Yeah, I think your backbone.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything else. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, 7:05, right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our Yub Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Chalita May from San Jose. And what Jeff said, those ergonomic pillows, life-changing. My husband and I bought the Mellow sleep pillows. And let me tell you, it's literally like sleeping on a cloud. You need them. Mellow.com. Sponsor me. But yes, go grab yourself an ergonomic pillow. Bye.
Oh my God,
day.
I need one in
I'm
my
telling
life.
You.
Did, wait. Well, Jess, did you get a Mellow.com
I didn't.
Pillow?
Mine's probably the dupe because it was a cheaper one on Amazon. But
it works.
Makes a difference. Yeah, your neck, when your neck is supported, you'd be surprised.
My neck is not supported. It's currently broken from sleeping at the moment. Wait, Graham, you always talk about how you love your pillow yellow and crusty and musty and flat.
Yeah, well,
could you give that up?
I don't think I could because I have to sleep with my arm fully under my pillow, like almost up under so that my arm is standing up on the other side of it. Like if you walked in the room, you think I was waving at you while I'm sleeping because my arm is fully under the pillow and then up the other side. And look, as I've gotten more and more swole at the gym back to my old self,
oh,
the pillow has to get thinner and thinner because my arm is getting bigger. And as my arm gets bigger, it's pushing my neck into a weird angle.
So it's like a DIY ergonomic pillow because your arm is like...
I actually take stuffing out of my pillow to get it as thin as a pancake. That way, my neck is at the optimal range.
You will not
range.
Be getting the Mellow.
No, it sounds too big and fluffy. Yeah, wouldn't work for me.
All right, to the phones. Good morning, Nick. Oh, that's the wrong
Nick?
Button. Here you go. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
That's my bad. There you are. You are on a play, our Yup Nope game. Jess, what is Nick playing for this morning?
We have 4 tickets to the San Mateo County Fair on the line.
Nick,
Do it. You got this, Nick. You just got to get 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct. The tickets are yours. Here we go with question number one. When a human exhales, what gas is primarily expelled?
It is carbon something. I'm going to say carbon dioxide.
Yep.
There it is. Nice work.
How many other carbon gases?
The only one I know.
Yeah,
monoxide.
There you go. Yeah, oh, there's carbon monoxide. Good point. All right, question number two. Off to a nice start. Question number two. A dorsal fin is located on what part of a whale?
The back or the top?
Yep.
Nice work. In question number three, you know what I mean. Question number three. In Greek mythology, Hades is the ruler of what?
Hades is the ruler of...
No cheating.
Yeah.
No, I'm... I'll just say ruler of... fertility?
Nope.
Good guess, I guess.
That's not even a good guess.
I don't know. There's a lot of rulers of stuff in Greek mythology.
Hades is the ruler of the underworld.
Yeah, the underworld. All right, that's okay. You are
all good.
You are allowed to miss one, and you need this final question then to win those tickets to the San Mateo County Fair. Question number four, Minionese. Is the made-up language spoken by what animated characters? Minionese.
The Minion?
Yep.
That's so cute.
I didn't know there was a name for their language.
I love it.
It's a mashup of a bunch of different languages, apparently. a lot of Italian in there.
Yay! Well, you just won 4 tickets.
Woo! Nice job.
To the San Mateo County Fair.
Nicholas.
Happening June 5th through the 14th, by the way.
Nice work. Hang on there for those tickets. Graham, before we get to your DM shout-outs.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mike from San Mateo. I just wanted to say happy birthday to my amazing wife, Amanda. I love you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Nice. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Who gives a fart?
Hope you have a wonderful day as well. A couple DMs here first. Hey, Graham, can you shout out Haley, who turned 9 this past weekend? We're so proud of you and all you do, and you're an amazing daughter, sister, and friend. Can't wait to see all you do in your last year as a single digit. Go Coyotes! Go SBDC! We love you, Mama, Dad, Emma, and Lola. Yes, happy belated birthday, Haley.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, wanted to know if you could please wish my son, John Paul, a happy 15th birthday. Brad, mom, sisters, Mia Bella, and Nina Marie are so proud of the young man he's becoming. I also want to congratulate my BSN cohort at Samuel Merritt for making it through nursing school May 19th. That's today. Also our pinning day.
Nice.
Congrats to everybody and happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Could you give a birthday shout out to my longtime friend? Happy birthday, Teresita. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Thank you for being a good friend. Sending you a big hug. Can't wait to celebrate you with some margaritas. Love, Janet. Yes. Happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, JV Show fam. Can you help me wish my son Mateo a very happy golden birthday, please? He is 19 today on the 19th, and he's not too happy to start his birthday off because he's got an 8 a.m. calculus final.
Ooh.
So with that being said, everyone out there, please send all your good vibes and good luck. Happy birthday wishes to him. Can't wait to celebrate with him when he's back home, even though he's just an hour away up at Sac State. Love always, Mom, Dad, your bros, and Coco, too. Yes, happy birthday and good luck on that.
Who gives a fart?
Calculus final. Sit next to the smartest kid. Just a little word of the wise, and then just lean over. Another one here. Hi, Graham. I want to congratulate Holy Spirit 5th grade girls on an amazing basketball season. They finished off the season strong with winning the championship back-to-back last night. I'm so proud of all you girls. Can't wait for next season. That's from Coach E. Yes, congrats.
Who gives a fart?
Back-to-back championships. Good morning, Mom, sliding into your DMs. Please help me wish my daughter, Delilah Marino, a huge congratulations on her 8th grade promotion today. I'm so incredibly proud of her and all her friends at Itliong Veracruz Middle School in Union City, especially Benji, Autumn, Elise, and Zoe. Delilah, I'm so proud of the kind, funny, and amazing young lady you're becoming. Also, I'm a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And who gives a fart if I get a little emotional today? Go Cougars!
Woo!
She says, yes. Congrats, everyone.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my daughter? She's turning 12 today. Happy birthday, my princess, Zoe. Love, mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And daddy.
I'm a daddy.
And, of course, hope you have a great day. But, Zoe?
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point.
Hottest things.
is trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, a lawyer for the guy accused of throwing a rock at an endangered Hawaiian monk seal says his client wasn't trying to hurt it. And we have the entire story wrong. We talked about this case a few times ever since that video went viral. 38-year-old Igor Mihailovich Lichtenchuk of Washington State threw the rock at one of the rarest mammals on the planet. He's facing charges for harassing and attempting to harass an endangered animal in violation of the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Those charges carry up to a year in jail and up to about $70,000 in fine. Well, his attorney, Miles Brenner, he's defending his client, saying he never intended to injure the animal. And the reason that he threw a rock at it was to try to scare it away, because that seal had already knocked a couple of turtles off of nearby rocks. So he was trying to protect the turtles. Briner also says his client did not know that Hawaiian monk seals are an endangered species, and his actions were a result of prior experiences that he has had with aggressive sea lions while fishing in his home state of Washington. The attorney also pushed back on claims that his client said he was rich enough to pay any fines. I think we can hear him say that in the video. He said, quote, "That was a misrepresentation. The statement was, I can afford it." Seems like it's the exact same thing to me. Are you guys buying this new version of events that perhaps Igor Mihailovich Lichtenchuk was actually trying to protect the turtles there in Hawaii, and that's why he cast that stone towards the endangered species? He was just trying to protect nature, you guys.
Because it's still not your job. That is just, you know, survival of the fittest, you know, out in nature. It's not your job to step in and hurt an endangered animal.
So you're just saying don't stand up for the turtles as they mercilessly get knocked off of their perch.
I mean, sure, if you can, but not if it costs you actually, like, harming. You could have killed that seal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, this guy obviously is his attorney, so this guy's trying to spin it in any which way he can, because he knows the video is pretty damning.
And you can't blame it on your past experiences with aggressive seals when this one is not even acting aggressive towards you.
Well, like, he's saying it was being aggressive to the turtles, and this guy's a turtle warrior.
Sure. Oh my god.
Sure.
I'm not buying any of this. It's going to be a tough one for him to try to legally maneuver out of, given the public backlash over the incident and the fact that it is all on video.
Yeah, it makes me more mad that they are taking this stance on things, because no, just accept you were wrong. You know, do the time and
pay the fines.
Pay the fines.
Which you can afford.
Yeah, he can afford it.
Yeah, you can afford it. So what is it to you?
Take accountability. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, coming up next on the JV show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Also, security experts are warning people to stop doing this in their photos. Millennials, we're talking to you. Uh-oh.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, before we get to what security experts are warning everyone to stop doing in your gosh dang photos, really quick, I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other day. She just got back from a trip to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me about how one day she went out to go to the mall by herself. And I was like, are you crazy? Yeah, she almost got some guy was following her. And it's this really scary ordeal. And all she was thinking about was the movie Taken. And she's like, that almost happened to me. But whatever, she escaped. I was hung up on how she got to the mall, because she mentioned she was on the back of some guy's bike. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She said that they have an Uber for mopeds.
Mm-hmm.
And so could you guys ever do that? So you just order up a ride anywhere, but then you have to jump on the back of some guy's moped. And I'm so you're just hanging on to this stranger. She's like, well, you know, they have things to hang on to. But there were a couple times that, I had to hang on to him. And I can't, I'm out.
There's nothing better than on the back of a bike and wrapping your arms around some hunky
dude. A stranger.
Giving you a ride. Yeah. I mean, haven't you seen videos of, you know, the streets and stuff there? I mean, that's your option for getting to places in a lot of those.
Towns. I know the locals. I mean, that's what they use for transportation. But, me, I'm not ordering up to, you know, a ride to jump on the back of some guy's.
But how are you going to get around?
I never really thought about it.
Have you seen those streets? You're walking.
Right. You hate walking anywhere.
I hate walking.
Hop on the bike, babe.
I can't.
Hop on the bike.
That sounds scary.
So you would jump on the back of some stranger's bike?
I don't think I could, unless I was, I guess, with somebody else or somebody.
Do they make those for three people?
Yeah, you want somebody hanging onto the back of you?
No,
like tandem mopeds.
Right.
If I'm taking one, somebody else is taking one, we're taking them at the same time, that would make me feel a little bit better.
Got it.
But on my, if I'm traveling alone, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Do as the locals do, you guys.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Hop on.
Then why wouldn't you just like rent one for yourself?
Have you seen what it'd be like to drive out there in that insane traffic?
That's another great point.
No thanks. I need somebody that knows what
they're
doing.
I thought that was like the weirdest thing. I'm like, what do you mean you were with some on some guy's bike? Like, that's so weird. All right, Jess.
Okay, millennials, listen up. Because there is one thing that you guys love to do, and by you guys, I am including myself in there as
well. Thank you.
There's one thing that we have done for a very, very long time, and that is the very famous peace sign when you're taking a photo. And actually, I kind of feel like Gen Zers are bringing that back, too. I think they throw the peace sign on there as well. Well, this is the reason, a big reason, actually, that you need to stop doing this in your photos. And that is because a lot of your fingerprint data can actually be recovered from those same pictures
from
that you're posting.
From a picture of me holding up a peace sign.
There was some testing that was done, and literally using AI enhancement tools, photo editing softwares, no matter where you're standing, it could be up to like 4 feet, 9 feet. They can still recover at least a portion of your fingerprint data.
Then what are they using it for?
I don't know. It just seems scary. I don't want anybody having my fingerprint information.
Somebody got my fingerprint, but what do they use it for? I don't know.
Maybe to make a glove with your fingerprints, and then they're out there committing crimes.
Dude,
they're trying to set you up.
Is that a thing?
Probably.
They could be unlocking the screen on my phone.
Yeah, what if they unlock my phone?
Right, I use my fingerprint to unlock my phone, and somebody has gone through the trouble to get one of my pictures on Instagram where I'm throwing the peace sign, of course. Mm-hmm. Hey, besties, little peace sign. And then they've made a fingerprint glove, like you said. Then they stole my phone. Then they've unlocked my phone because now they have my fingerprint on the fingerprint glove, of course. And then once they've gotten into my phone, oh, man, all hell breaks loose.
They're, like, changing your password to everything.
Yeah, like, reading my
emails. I mean, you're saying it so, like, condescending, Graham, but I feel like this is a scary thing. I don't know why, but it just does. It just seems scary. Like, I don't want this to happen.
I was just laying out what are the different scenarios where this, you know, goes wrong. I get that, like, there are a lot of privacy concerns surrounding everything in our lives. I don't know that I rank my fingerprints getting stolen as high as some of the other, like, more urgent security concerns.
It just feels like a fingerprint is such a personal thing and such a, like something that maybe nobody in the past has had this much access to. And now I'm like, wait, so just by throwing a peace sign, somebody could have that.
That's the worst part is, like, I can't stop throwing up peace signs in my pictures. Like, that's the thing that I can't get over in all this is, like, I just can't stop.
I've been able to avoid that, believe it or not. I don't know that I've taken too many pictures of the peace sign.
I feel like with guys, it's not, like, the peace sign like this. It's, like, you turn it over and
I'm worried about somebody stealing my fingernail data, and you know they could be out there like picking somebody's nose. It feels like it's just like my fingernails. The thing that I'm starting to do, you know, for security reasons, is I keep my eyes closed in all my pictures now, because we've all seen the movies, like when you're going to scan into some building now, they're going to scan your eyeball, and if you have your eyes open in your picture like a dummy, then someone could just make a contact lens of the imprint of your eyeball.
Oh,
and
my
then they
god
can go,
that's another concern.
Accessing top secret government buildings by scanning your eyeball to get in. So from here on out, no peace signs and keep your eyes closed.
Too many rules.
Yeah, it's just smart, guys.
You think it applies when you're driving too, in case like you run through like a camera?
Oh yeah.
And they're gonna steal like your eye data that way, so you should probably drive with your eyes closed.
That's what I do every morning.
Yeah.
It's just more of a sleepiness thing.
Yeah.
But either way, just to be safe, keep those eyes shut.
Right. Yeah, stop doing the peace sign.
I can't.
No, for multiple reasons.
I still don't hate you guys are going to come for me, but I can't stop the hand on the hip either.
Oh, the teapot. Oh,
yeah,
my
you've
God.
Got one hand
I'm
on
doing
the hip.
It now.
One hip hand and one peace sign hand.
No.
It's my go-to. I know.
Hey.
No. Just leave it behind.
I can't. I don't know any other
Or at least don't do both at the same time.
Yeah, mix it up.
Come on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Couple things before we get to this procedure that men are like lining up to get done. I was telling you how my friend just came back from Thailand and she was like, we rode around on strangers' mopeds just on the back of them. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, it's just like Uber out there. I was shocked.
Hey, JV Show. It's Andy from Iowa. In Southeast Asia, those bikes are very common to have a passenger pay for that. But their biggest app there is called Grab. You could do a Grab bike and just be a passenger. Those prices, too, they're like, it's like a dollar or two just to hop on one of those bikes. And they usually have a helmet provided for you, so it's more than safe, I would say.
There you go. Grab. You grab a bike, and then you grab a stranger to hold on to the back of them. And hold on for dear life. And, yeah, Jamie Show, number one in Iowa, by the way. Andy, appreciate
you. Thank you so much. No, I'm glad it's safe. That honestly never even crossed my mind. It's just more the awkward factor for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. We're also talking about how people can steal your fingerprint data from holding up a peace sign in photos.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. About the fingerprint thing, I hate to break it to you, but if you have a driver's license, you've already given your fingerprints to the DMV. You're on file, so really doesn't matter. Not much to be worried about there. Have a great day.
No, but
that's different, though.
I don't worry about the DMV setting me up for crimes. You know, it's like these hackers or scammers online that are going to take my data. Yeah, and sell it on the dark web for who knows what.
Yeah, but your hackers and scammers are also hacking into databases of things like the DMV. Get all your info there. And yeah, they'll have your fingerprint, too.
Oh, that's a good point. New fear unlocked.
Mm-hmm. Dang it.
Hi, this is Adriana from San Jose. I wanted to weigh in about the fingerprints and the millennials doing the peace sign. Haven't you guys seen the movies where they grab a glass that someone was drinking and then take the fingerprint off of the glass? So any restaurant you go to, any bar you go to, anytime you drink out of a glass, someone could be taking your fingerprint off of that. So I'm not too worried about this. I'm going to keep throwing up my peace sign. Bye.
Keep throwing those peace signs up. Yeah, you guys had never thought about that. Anytime I go to a bar or a restaurant, I put on a pair of white gloves before I grab whatever drink that I'm going to be drinking out of. It's just smart.
I'm actually one step ahead of you guys. I've actually already melted off my fingerprints, so I don't have to worry about it ever.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, it is. Our fingerprints like the biggest thing for us to worry about being stolen, or is it like your DNA? Because anytime, if you ever listen to any true crime podcasts or what, anytime they crack a cold case, they just camp out in front of the person's house, wait for them to take the trash out, and then they get DNA off the lid of a soda can or a cup or anything like that, and then they throw it into their database, and that's how they bust people all the time. Yeah, your DNA's out there up for grabs.
That's scary.
Which is why I burn all of my trash before it even has a chance to get to the
smart.
Get to the street.
Why? What are you hiding?
So nobody can do that. Yes.
All right, Jess. So we've all seen how cauliflower ears look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you see
on like boxers, and MMA,
a lot of wrestlers, a lot of boxers, they have like kind of lumpier ears. They look kind of hard, and it's from repeated blows to the ear that they suffer from, obviously, the sport that they are involved in. So there are a lot of Russian men that are now paying to have their ears technically deformed to mimic the look of a seasoned MMA fighter.
Why? Is it because it makes them, like, they think it makes them look tougher?
I think so. So it makes them look tougher. And if you happen to see the ears like that, you're automatically like, oh, he must be very dedicated to his sport.
Well, you just know like that dude can fight.
Yeah, I feel like that's a guy I don't want to get on his bad side.
Right.
So they are now paying for this. So apparently the procedure involves like literally compressing the ear. So they replicate the trauma. That sounds so painful.
Oh, my God. They couldn't figure out a different way to do this?
Right, I mean, like they're
filler,
plunking down a bunch of money.
Skin grafts, there's a bunch of things that they could do.
I mean, if you're plunking down a bunch of money to go through a surgery of getting the cauliflower ear, why not just have your buddy slap you in the ear a bunch of times? Like,
I don't think it's as easy as that.
Well, that's how you get cauliflower ear.
I know, but I feel like you need
the ear a bunch of times.
You need like some severe trauma to the ear. So it would
so
take too long.
They're paying to get this done?
They're paying to get this done. And apparently even one of the doctors was like, I have a month-long wait list. Charging around $80, like that would be the equivalent as if you were getting that procedure done here in the U.S. per ear.
Oh my God!
Again, give your local bouncer at whatever bar you like to go, club you like to go to. Here's $80. Can you punch me in the ear a few times? And every time you show up, just have them punch you in the ear once, and eventually you'll get cauliflower ear.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't want that. So it's not even like an aesthetic thing. They don't care about looking good. They want to look. They want to look the opposite.
Yeah, well, they want it to look like they are involved in. But isn't that a form of catfishing?
Yes.
Because then I'm like, oh, like if I start dating somebody who has their ears like that, and
he can protect me.
Right.
And then he just gets his butt kicked.
What? Everywhere he goes.
But what about your ears? Yeah. I thought you knew how to fight. It is. I've had some buddies that, you know, have had cauliflower ear over the years that, you know, were training MMA and stuff like that. You can't not look at it when you talk to them.
I know.
It's hard to like, and I think they catch you looking at it because you just can't help it.
Does that ever get fixed?
I was like, yeah, can they? Is that something they can reverse?
I think they have to do some procedures on it. Like, I think you have to go and have an actual cosmetic procedure done to try to reverse it.
Can't you, like, grow an ear on your arm or something? Haven't they done that before?
With mice, yeah.
Wait.
No, there has been some stuff where they free-grown some cartilage.
Yeah, so why don't they just do that?
I don't. But I don't think we're there yet.
Imagine an MMA fighter going into, is it the octagon?
Sure, yeah.
He's in the octagon. Uh-huh. He already has cauliflower ear on the ones on his head, and he's growing a new one on his arm there,
his forearm.
But then that one gets cauliflower ear because he's in the ring still fighting.
His forearm's getting slapped around. Yeah.
Well, then you just keep growing them, I guess.
This real cauliflower farm.
Yeah.
I would not want this. I don't care how tough it makes you look.
I wouldn't either. But I think, you know, I mean, people nowadays, I'm not surprised, you know, people get surgeries on everything or enhancements on everything.
Yeah. So. It's just a very, I don't know, toxic masculinity.
I guess
you
it
know,
sounds
just relax.
I guess it sounds
back,
cheaper though, right? Than having to go buy a really big lifted truck.
Yeah, oh! Yeah. I guess
shots fired.
Overcompensating for other things.
Do you know what I mean? Because like that's one way guys are out there trying to look tough. You get that big truck.
Those men with trucks, leave us talkbacks.
Please do.
Yeah. And not all men can grow a beard. I guess so.
Yeah.
Although that would be the cheapest way. Uh-huh. You can just grow one of those.
Yeah.
But it's not for everyone.
Right, right, right. Right,
that's
right,
fine. That's okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're just talking about men in Russia lining up to get cauliflower ear.
Good morning, guys. It's Kat out of Walnut Creek. And my husband started doing jiu-jitsu, and he started getting the cauliflower ear. And some of the guys told him to get this, like, kit where there's like a syringe or something to drain the excess blood. This is really gross. This is something Selena would like to watch. And then like you put these magnets to like so that the blood can't refill. I don't know. It's weird, but I really hope he doesn't have to have surgery because I do not want him to have cauliflower ears. No thanks.
If you can send over a video of you guys doing that to his ear, slide in my DMs.
You're so gross.
Yeah, Selena would gladly watch.
Good morning, JV Show. So I used to work for an ENT. And I got to witness a lot of different surgeries that they would do. And that was one of them was repairing a cauliflower ear. And they actually have to make slit in the skin of your ear and scrape all that excess cartilage that is hardened. It looks absolutely disgusting. I wouldn't recommend it. Have a good day, guys.
If you can send over a video of a doctor doing that, just slide into my DM.
She'd love to watch that. That's why you guys remember I played water polo in high school, and that's why water polo players wear those little ear guard things on that little swim cap looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's part for the cauliflower ear. It's part because, like, the water and somebody's slapping the side of your ear, you rupture your eardrum real easily.
Yeah.
But, yeah, protect your ears from getting the
cauliflower. Why don't
they
wear those
cauliflower
when they're fighting?
Well, like, wrestlers wear stuff like that, like ear guards, stuff
true.
Like that.
They
MMA
do?
Fighters want to be tough. They don't care. They just want to get in there and bash their faces in.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That sounds so painful.
Yeah. I feel like once your ears are like that, you kind of just have to leave them.
Go to that doctor and get that cartilage scraped and then send a video to Selena.
Get
but
it
then
scraped.
Here.
But then if you get it scraped and you keep doing what you were doing, it's going to come back. And then,
well, yeah, wait till you're done and then go get it fixed.
Yeah, but you need to get it. I mean, some buddies that I know that have had it, like, it's almost like their whole ear hole is closed up. I'm like, can you hear in there? You know what I mean? You got to get it drained out.
All right, so you've discovered another way to tell if someone is a millennial, Jess.
That's correct. And I can't take all the credit for this. I actually didn't discover this. Somebody on TikTok did, but now I am shooketh and I cannot go back to the way that I was living before this. So a woman said that if she sees another woman wearing a blue jean jacket, she knows you're at least 31 years old. She said, you know, this is just like a tell for a millennial. And I went down a rabbit hole, you guys, and apparently it is.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a giveaway for being a millennial. And apparently also millennial moms tend to wear jean jackets to the airport.
I don't know. Now that you mention it.
I don't know what this phenomenon is.
But apparently it's a thing, and there are so many videos on social media about this. So much so.
Oh my God.
That one man even posted saying, when I have kids in the future, I'm going to tell them that if they ever get lost at the airport, look for a woman in a jean jacket. That will be a helpful mom that will be able to bring you to safety. And I still wear a jean jacket. You guys, I've never let go of a jean jacket.
And how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, oh, wow. There we go. Point proven.
Selena, are you a jean jacket?
I'm 26 and a half. Actually, I have a jean jacket. Actually, don't wear it. I might wear it maybe once a year.
To the airport?
Not to the airport. I've never worn it to the airport. Thank God.
Yeah. I guess.
What about your wife? Does she wear a jean jacket?
I'm assuming she owns one. I don't feel like it gets worn a lot. I can't really picture that. I do not own a Canadian tuxedo. No, I do not.
I love a Canadian tuxedo look.
I don't wear a jean jacket, namely because, what kind of pants do you wear with it? That's the
black
thing.
Pants.
Yeah.
And then that looks.
I've gone darker shade of jean before.
Yeah, that's Canadian. That's
I know.
A Canadian
I said
tuxedo.
I love a Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, I see. That's the one reason I would never buy a jean jacket. What pants am I going to wear it with?
So now I'm really wondering. So Gen Zers, they don't wear jean jackets because I thought that they did. They just go for the baggier look, and millennials go for
the smaller,
the tighter, smaller jean jacket.
But also,
I don't think they go jean jackets at all. My daughter is like,
Really?
No. Yeah.
Is that the worst thing in the world to be spotted as a millennial? Like, that's the one takeaway I don't really understand from this. Like, want people to look at your pictures and be like, see, I don't see any jean jackets here.
It's
must be in her
20s. It's so hard to keep up. Like, I've had to change my jeans. I've had to change the socks that I wear. Right. I had to switch my leggings to flared ones, although I'm not wearing them today. Yeah. Like, I have to change everything just to keep up.
The part on your hair?
Yes.
You can't do a side part.
But let me also ask this, because, yeah, you want to stay on trend or whatever, but haven't we all seen that older person that's trying too hard to stay on trend and it just doesn't look right? It's like, we're like, hey, shouldn't you kind of dress more your age? Do you know what I mean?
But, yeah, but
like,
at
you're
what
kinda
point?
Fighting good question. At what point
at what
do
point
you just give up and
do
wear what you
wear
want to wear?
Elderly clothes.
I don't know, but there is it's like we're given all these guidelines to not look like a millennial. You don't want to look like that.
Right.
But also you're going to get to an age where like you don't want to be dressing like Gen Alpha or whatever because you'll look ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So wear it.
But you also want to just wear what makes you feel good. If you still feel like even if you're, in your 50s, but you feel like you're in your 20s, and you want to dress on the younger end, I just feel like, do you?
True. But we've all judged.
But I think there are certain items now that we all see as like, oh, that characterizes you as a, quote, millennial or Gen Z or whatever it may be. Like, I think there are those like tell signs now, whether we like them or not, because I'm still going to continue wearing my jean jacket. I love my jean jacket. But it's just one of those things where I didn't think that it was a tell sign.
I never thought so either.
I don't know. But the thing is, I don't want to dress. Like, how am I supposed to dress then? That's where.
The Gen Z uniform, light blue jeans.
Oh, you're
and
right.
Then
sneakers.
Sneakers, and then black crop top.
Okay. Got it.
Every single day. And that's it. Nothing else.
Gram you too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Get me my outfit.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Hayden Panettiere got exposed to? She got exposed to? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she has that new book out, This Is Me, A Reckoning, where she talks about the abuse she suffered coming up in Hollywood. We already talked about this yacht party she says she was at when she was 18, when a woman she trusted laid her in a bed with a naked, very well-known actor. People in the comments assumed Leo DiCaprio, although, that was never been confirmed. Now there's another excerpt from the book that's going viral where she talks about attending a Hollywood party when she was 19. She says she was getting ready to leave the party because she got kind of uncomfortable talking to a group of men that was there later in the night. And as she was putting her coat on, a well-respected Oscar winner and director approached her and complained about some gum that he had stuck on his pants. And when she looked down, there was no gum. And instead, it was his exposed Easter eggs.
No.
It kind of looked like some bubble gum.
And I don't get the joke. Oh, maybe.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I've seen some gum. It doesn't look like that. Not my gum. She says she was, of course, in shock, but she just dismissed it as a drunken joke and didn't tell anyone at the time because the moment had passed and she felt like some people just grew up not learning proper manners. And so she just kind of moved on from it. But she's, again, not naming who the person is.
Do you think she ever will?
I don't think so.
She's really having her... She should have... I mean, you can't tell anybody when to come forward with their stories, but the Me Too movement was the huge opportunity when everyone was coming forward with stories like this. She really could have piled on there.
Yeah, I feel like she was going through her own things during that time, though. But I need to know who this guy was. I hopped on Reddit. A lot of the names, not really... They don't seem like people that... I mean, again, who knows? But a lot of it is just... It just seems unlikely. Mel Gibson, Sean Penn... I don't know. What do you guys think about any
possible.
Of those? Clint Eastwood, George Clooney, Kevin Costner. It just seems very unlikely.
It's hard to tell because this incident, not to trivialize it, it does seem like it was, the intent was more of like a crude joke. Whereas like what we learned a lot in the Me Too movement, guys were exposing themselves for a much different reason.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not like downplaying what was happened that you
no, should never. No, it's still assault.
Should never do that.
Yeah.
But, like, this one sounds so, like, any of those guys, if they're, I don't know, some drunken Hollywood party, I don't know.
Yeah, or we can just blame everything on Leo.
Yeah, or it could be him. Yeah.
Tracks.
I do hope that she speaks out on it, though, and, like, actually naming people so that they can be held accountable because she was so young when she was
18, 19, she was a baby. Yeah. I know. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, according to an announcement this morning, San Jose, one of four cities that will be getting a new pro sports team. They're getting a PWHL team. Are you guys familiar with the PWHL?
PWHL.
Oh, wow. Something. Women supporting women over here. It's the Professional Women's Hockey League, you guys.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Say San Jose's becoming one of the fastest growing hockey markets for girls, ranking sixth in the nation in girls hockey participation. So it just fits. And there's already a strong hockey fan base because of the Sharks in San Jose. The team's going to play at SAP Center, home of the Sharks. We don't know yet what their team name will be. We just know the colors. The colors are going to be orange. They say in a nod to the Sharks and the region's historic orange groves. Is that a thing?
Okay. We have orange groves.
Okay. Blue and white representing the coastline and the sky. Orange. And they're joining Detroit, Las Vegas, and Hamilton as the league's other newest members. And there will be...
Where's Hamilton?
Virginia? I don't know. And they're going to be they're going to be joining 12 teams for this upcoming season. The PWHL just launched a couple years ago and is gaining momentum. Are you guys excited for a professional women's hockey league team here, here in the Bay Area?
Because it's women, yes. I personally, I've never even watched a hockey game before.
Ever?
Not even a regular?
Ever.
Like not even on TV?
No.
The Sharks?
No.
You've never?
I've never been.
Okay.
No. Nope.
The Sharks, like, used to dominate, make the playoffs every year. You've never even watched one of those games? The playoff hockey's the best.
I've never watched.
You have to. They're so fun.
Wow.
I know.
No respect.
I know.
Put some respect on Bay Area sports.
But very cool.
They did nod to the Valkyries, which obviously broke attendance records for the WNBA. And then we also have a pro women's soccer team here as well.
Nice.
FC. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right? So there's another one.
By the way, we talked about whoever controls the lights on the Bay Bridge changing them to purple to support the Valkyries. I think this was last week. Did they just forget about the lights after that and they just stuck purple now?
Yeah. Okay. They're not updating it because the Valkyries haven't played. Their next game is Thursday and they played last Tuesday. They had a long layoff in between
games. I mean, I would rather purple than the green and red.
Yeah, the Christmas theme was a little weird. Bay FC.
Bay FC, there we go.
They're in the National Women's Soccer League. Sorry.
Doug Graham, get it
Bay
together.
FC. I knew it was FC something. I was close. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Jess, earlier this morning you were telling us how, according to TikTok, and you went down a rabbit hole, and you can confirm that the way people can tell if you are a millennial or at least 31 years old
is that you are wearing a blue jean jacket still.
Hey guys, Teresa from Pittsburgh, and not me listening to Jess giving clues about how you can tell if you're a millennial or not, and her talking about a blue jean jacket, and I'm literally in the car right now. Look down. I'm wearing a blue jean jacket. That's so not right, but it's so true.
Damn, shots fired. Everyone wearing their blue jean jacket today.
It's very true. It's okay. Just embrace it.
Hi, leaving a talk back about the jean jacket thing. I mean, yes, it might be a tell of your age, but I think at this point, you might as well just wear whatever you want. You only live once, and it's short. So just wear whatever you want, and who cares what anyone thinks?
Love that. True.
No, I'm clinging on. I'm going to start wearing Crocs and oversized gray sweatpants everywhere. Just so I can blend in with the youngs.
I'm going back to skinny jeans then.
Wow. Okay.
Still have all of them too. They're going to come back in style one day. You guys mark my words.
It's going to be a while.
Good morning, JV Show. Mamie from San Jose. Happy Taco Tuesday. I just wanted to comment real quick on the style and the trend of millennials and whatever, and you know, the whole cautious of what not to wear and what. So here's the thing. And Graham, please be ready to press this button for me. Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Y'all just do you. Just do you. Who cares what everyone else does? Okay, have a good day, y'all. Love y'all.
Yeah, take that.
It's hard. It's hard to fully do that and not give a fart when you have a teenager who roasts you for everything that you wear if it's not cool.
But don't.
So I find myself giving in to, and but also the more I see it, the more these new trends do grow on me.
I just, yeah. I think back to the time when, look, I was your daughter's age or whatever, Selena, I was in middle school. Like, I didn't care. If my dad showed up and then, you know, in the baggiest jeans or whatever and tried to fit in, be cool, wearing a beanie and, you know, like trying to look cool, I would have been so mortified. I would have been beyond embarrassed. I wanted my parents to dress like parents. I didn't want them to, him to be like hanging out, waiting for me to pick me up. And he's like popping his skateboard up, like, what's up, bro? Like, no, dude, be a dad. I'm going to be embarrassed of you regardless, but like I didn't want him in like hella baggy jeans and like
me
a,
as
you
a
know,
teen,
a tank top.
Me as a teen, the same. But I don't know, the relationship I have with my daughter is a little bit different. Well, I'll go in there and she'll like give me fashion advice or like, oh, like this is cute. Yeah, you should wear this. And so it's kind of like our thing.
Oh, it's like
a,
so you,
it's a little different.
A bonding experience.
Me and my mom did not do that.
Right. The tough part about trying to stay on trend with like the Gen Zers, though, is that with fast fashion, the trends are happening so quick. I can't keep up. I'm like, I just bought new things for whatever was trendy now.
Already
so,
out of style.
Oh my God. You know, so I think I guess millennials or even the older generations, it was a little bit easier because the trends lasted a lot longer than now.
Yeah, the only thing you needed was Vans and skinny jeans and like, just call it a day. Everyone had those. Yeah.
Just keep wearing it then.
Okay.
Yeah. Who gives a fart? Yeah. Like
I
they
feel
said.
Like the last talk back. Just wear whatever you want. Who cares? Yeah. It ain't that
Agreed.
Serious.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, this is Candy from Oakland, California. Just wanted to say this is my first talk back and it might not be my last, but I wanted to say that that outfit, the jean jacket, I had that on in New York once, and from the train ride from the airport to the hotel, I counted 17 people wearing that same exact outfit, and that's when I knew I had to get rid of that outfit.
That's Wait. How you know.
And she says she wore it from the airport to the hotel, so she was flying in a jean jacket, yep. Which you said is another sign.
Another sign. For some reason, you'll see a lot of jeans. Think about it. Next time you go to the airport, count how many jean jackets you'll see there, because apparently a lot of millennials wear them there, too.
Official this mom so travel funny. Gear, apparently, jean jacket. Candy, thank you for leaving us that TalkBack. Welcome into the party, so to speak, the iHeartRadio app. If you have never used the TalkBack mic, that's the best way to weigh in and talk about anything that we talk about on these airwaves. So, yeah, appreciate you.
That's also where you can enter to win these tickets for the Giants. You can leave us a TalkBack right now, anytime during the show, and that's going to enter you for a chance to win 4 tickets to check them out next Tuesday. So do that right now, and then Friday morning we'll pick a winner.
Good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.